Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's go. It's a Thursday. Time to put 10 toes down. Everybody on the show gets involved. We're taking stances. I was very happy. I was a little short. I should have gone higher. I said we're going to get at least two games last week. Favorites of four or higher that end up losing outright. I think it ended up being three with Monday Night Football. We'll see where we stand coming up with today's 10 toes down. We saved the best for last because last is Gertsch. And Gertsch has been so wrong on all of his 10 toes down, at least the big ones where he takes these big stands. Of course, we all remember Indiana will go winless in conference play. They didn't just win. They blew the doors off the Illini. They had Illini fans crying. Like, they were crying first off that the game wasn't going to be on NBC, and they didn't miss a snap, and then they were wishing that they missed every snap because it was an embarrassing episode by the Illini. So Gertsch misses out on that one. They win their first conference game. And then he says the Bears are going winless, and the Bears kick the Cowboys' ass. That's what ended up happening. They don't have Jalen Johnson. They have nobody in the secondary, and Caleb has probably the best game he's had as a pro. So we're really looking forward to Gertsch. But Sam, we start with you. What you got for 10 toes down?
I believe I only have 9 toes because I lost my 10 toes down last week.
It's a bad rule. I don't like it. I mean, chances are by the end of the football season, we'll be toeless.
That's okay. Cowboys did not blow out the Bears. I have to refine my 10 toes down mojo. I need you to tell me to look into the camera. I need you to tell me to stand on business. Maybe slap me in the face or something like that. Look into the camera.
Look into the camera.
I got three this week. Okay. Number one, Alabama's beating Georgia this weekend. I don't really need the points. I'll take plus 130. Big game for Ty Simpson. And there's a guy I know who says this is the time to bet him to win the Heisman. And I'm not quite there. But if you look at Simpson's numbers, and if they go into Georgia and win, that schedule opens up for Alabama, and he's going to put up big numbers. You know the talent is there. The two questions at Alabama are the quarterback and the coach. And if you can get there on Alabama and believe in the two, you can get a nice spot this week. So I like Bama, and this guy likes him to win the Heisman, Simpson. Again, not there myself, but Georgia's defense, if you go back and watch some of the footage against Tennessee, that secondary is a problem. And Bama certainly has the weapons to do things down the field against Georgia. So Bama wins outright. That's number one. Number two, San Diego Padres are winning the World Series. Oh, yeah. I feel good about it. We talked about this right before the trade deadline. We were buying stock in teams, and I checked a couple of my pendings, and I do have some nice numbers on San Diego. Not as nice as, you know, not as nice as it could be maybe if you're just jumping in now, But, you know, 12-1, 14-1 on San Diego, I don't think is a bad idea. This is the year. Everybody always says, oh, every year people like San Diego, the trendy team, the hot team. It never happens. Well, not yet. So let me go San Diego to win the World Series. BetMGM apparently has 15-1. That's even better. So let's go San Diego and let's get hot. Let's make a run. My third one is that Jake needs to ask out Hannah Montoya. It needs to happen.
Wait.
Like, I don't.
How is that a 10 toes down? Are you saying he's going to or he won't?
No, I'm telling him to look into the camera and ask Hannah Montoya out. It needs to happen for the show. We need the content. We need this. I need this.
Nothing, Jake? No, he's speechless.
I mean,
for the first
time. I'm speechless. I'm stunned right now. I mean, Sam, we could, you want to disclose our texts from yesterday about this subject?
No, do not. Oh, no.
Definitely not.
What emojis were used?
None.
Yeah, none. Okay. Worse.
Oh, much boy. Worse.
Much okay. Worse.
Okay. Yeah, that Sam, since he's come to the network, has gone away a little bit. Let's keep it that way for the safety of all of us. All right. So 10 toes down. You've got recap three again.
Bama wins outright. Padres win the World Series. Jake needs to ask out Montoya.
Okay. That's it. Those are his statements for today's 10 toes down. Three good ones. Oh, man. I have one that is similar, but not as strong of a take. All right. I'm going Major League Baseball. Because what I'm going to talk about is going to occur before we have another 10 toes down. So I got to jump in. And it comes with some projection of what's going to happen. Here's my 10 toes down. So we know the format, the wild card. All the games are played in one spot. Couple road teams usually win. I'm calling my shots on a couple of road teams, a couple of lower seeds to advance past the wild card round. Even though I don't know the matchups, the Red Sox will win the wild card round, and they will beat whoever they play, whether it's the Yankees or the Blue Jays. That's how it's shaping up. It will be the Yankees or the Blue Jays. I don't care which team it is. They're going to win. Red Sox 9-4 against the Yankees this year. Blue Jays, Toronto fans know this. As Jeff Feinberg was alluding to yesterday on the show, already falling apart. They can't wait for it to all go away, and it's going to. Red Sox are going to advance. It's looking like Cubs-Padres, and you've had the stance on the Padres winning the World Series. I agree with you. Falling apart for the Cubs right now. San Diego takes out Chicago. We get word today, MRI for Cade Horton. He left a game with back stiffness the other day. He's become their dude. He's become their number one that they didn't land at the trade deadline. Okay, they lucked out with that. Look how great he's pitching. Oh, now he's – what's going to happen there? All the attention on this team, all the noise about Matt Shaw, and a lot of it has not been about the baseball. I don't like the vibes of this team right now and what's happening. And here you go with San Diego. And they have as much talent as anybody, almost anybody. I don't like the way the things are going for the Cubs. Give me the Red Sox to advance and San Diego to advance in the wild card round. By the time we have next 10 toes down, that might already be over because that would mean they win Tuesday and Wednesday. All right, that's my 10 toes down. Going baseball. Let's go to Paul Aspen. 10 toes down.
All right, not to put you guys on the spot, but not a big deal either way. Just off the top of your head, if you had to say this team is the luckiest team in college football. Could be part of this year into last year. Is there any team that comes
luckiest.
To mind?
Luckiest. Talking top tier team?
Team that was in the postseason last year. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
Notre Dame.
They had a lot of turnover luck, but Penn this State? Luck box, no. With apologies to Sierra Santos and Aaron Hawksworth, and I guess Herm Edwards, this luck box Arizona State team, oh, my God, another last-second win last week. One score game, last second field goal against Baylor. Shocker, they won the turnover battle 3-0, 4-0 if you count. Baylor going on downs, not converting a 4th-and-2. 7-2 in one score games last year. 1-1 this year. You got the loss to Mississippi State. Turnover margin last year, plus 14. That was 6th in the entire country. Apparently that's going to continue this year. They lost a grand total of 3 fumbles last year. 5th best. Sam Leavitt had 6 interceptions all of last season. He didn't throw one last week against Baylor, but he has 3 already this year. Look, they're getting bet this week against TCU. I'm not about to – I mean, it's gone 2-3 through the 3. I'm not saying I'm taking TCU here. They'll probably win. They'll probably win this game against TCU. Then they have a bye. And then they go to Utah versus Texas Tech versus Houston at Iowa State. Right now, they're the second favorite in the Big 12. 10 toes down, Arizona State will not even make the Big 12 title game. Don't waste
Let's your time. Go. Let's Bade. Go.
Bade Arizona State. All right. I like it. That makes sense. They're going to lose to Utah in a couple weeks. Did you make that bet? I know you were close on it for Utah to win the conference, 15-1.
I will.
You will.
I've got them hooked with the Bills and something else.
Chiefs?
For like 200-1. But yeah, but that was at 5-1. But yeah, no, I'll double down. I'll grab some 15.
Do you also think the coach is a little much too? Is there a part of that too, Paul?
I didn't get too much into that just because like all the regression stuff and just like watching it week after week. But I don't disagree.
He's a hardo for sure, which is fine. He's their hardo. I mean, he's a hardo.
Yeah.
Jake Hassan, 10 toes down.
All right. This is going to be very Chicago centric. I have 2 of them, but whatever. First one, the Bears are going to win this weekend, and it's going to be the start, or I guess the second win, of a 4-game win streak, because then they get the Commanders off the bye, then they get the Saints, then they go to Baltimore, where they're just going to lose by 30. They're going to get everybody invested. They're going to rip off 4 straight wins. Everyone's going to say that the Ravens are vulnerable because they haven't looked good so far. Maybe they drop another game in between, and the Bears are going to give everyone faith. And then they're just going to reach into the city's soul and rip their soul out and just lose by 30 to the Ravens. It's going to be hilarious. I can't wait because this is what they do. They give you false hope. Second one, not only are the Cubs going to lose to the Padres, they'll just get swept. They won't win a single game in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I started hearing people say the Cubs World Series.
Get out.
In what universe is that pitching staff getting you to a World Series, much less winning one? I don't see it. I don't think the Cubs are going to win a single game in the postseason. I think they get swept by the Padres in the wild card round.
That's a show bet.
I have to mention my honorary, what do they call it? Honorable mention for 10 toes down. The Raiders are going to do to the Bears what the Bears just did to the Cowboys.
Oh. I'm with you. I'm with that. We're going to see that Bears secondary. Geno? Yeah. Yep.
Get the good Geno game.
All right. This is what we've been waiting for. We got to clear the decks here. Gertch, time to tell us what goes wrong with your 10 toes down.
All right, guys. I think so. For this week, I'm just going to run it back with my previous 10 toes down. And the Chicago Bears will not win one game the rest of the season. They will finish with 1 win on the year, as well as the Indiana Hoosiers will also not win 1 more game the rest of the year. I am 8 toes down.
Winless.
Is that a quadruple down then? The double down, run it back.
Yeah, we're going to do this every week.
So what do we do?
Okay, now they're going winless.
So we need to parlay the Bears to win and Indiana to win, basically.
North and
you
Big
could also,
Ten.
You could parlay the Bears under 3.5 wins with IU under 9.5 wins at plus 2,420.
What did you see from the Illinois-Indiana game that you did not like?
Everything.
This is crazy. Crazy. Most Indiana
fans. Is it too much of a bit at this point, boys? Too much of a bit?
I don't know. I don't know. Yet. I think it's lazy, honestly. I think it's lazy.
Yeah. I thought you were going to have a strong Ryder Cup. I thought you were going to have a strong Ryder Cup this week.
Right? No Ryder Cup? No USA? Europe takes?
The Europe team is going to beat their ass.
Oh, no. It's going to be right where
you go. There we go.
We're screwed.
There it is. There it is.
I'm going to tell Andy Molitor and everyone else that told Jeff Feinberg.
Feinberg, the most un-American show I've ever worked on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, sorry. All right. Thank you, Gerch. So what do we have to do with this information? Like, we can't really do anything with the Indiana one. But, yeah. So we're betting USA now.
Bears, Indiana, USA parlay.
Yes. Oh man, now we're screwed. Everybody's screwed on that Europe bet. All right, that was good stuff. 10 toes down, but we did learn that fading the Cubs is a show bet. San Diego, independently. Like, I didn't know that anybody was going to bring up any baseball, but we all got there. We all brought up baseball in some form or fashion, and the Padres are on the mind of all of us. All right, Joe O, Sammy Pete, this is Bet Sweats. Let's get a book report. Find out where the sharp action is coming in, NFL and college. We'll talk to Chuck Esposito from Stations Casino out in Las Vegas. That is next. You've got Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
NFL week number 4 starts tonight with Thursday night football, a monster slate of college football action, a lot to be excited about, certainly in the betting world. Welcome back. This is Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got Bet Sweats weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM network. And Sammy, people never, ever forget. We were promoting on X that Chuck Esposito was hopping on the show from Station Casinos. And we quickly got a reply. Chuck Esposito, remembered him jumping on the Mike Norris show a long time ago. And I forgot about that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was producing North back in the day. I probably called Chuck a few times to get him on the horn on 670 The Score in Chicago. So we bring in Chuck. Station Casinos. Excited to talk about this great weekend of football action. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing well, guys. It's always fun to be back on with you guys and talk a little bit football.
I'm sure you probably have no friends coming in this weekend, Chuck, for the Bears-Raiders game, huh?
It's amazing, the demand. You know, I'm going to the game, but everybody wants to go. So it should be a fun game. Bears come off that big win. Caleb played really well in that game, and we'll see. Early action has been on the Bears. That number has come down a little bit, guys. But our locals really back the Raiders big time. So I'm guessing we'll still be Bear fans from our side of the counter, not only from my fan side of it, when they kick off on Sunday afternoon.
Let's talk Ravens Chiefs. I assume by the time we get to Sunday, this is going to be the one Sunday afternoon where you're going to get the most amount of action on. The Ravens, a 2.5-point road favorite. So we get a Mahomes home dog scenario. And a lot of people saw the Ravens really struggle in primetime and short week for them. What are they doing with Ravens Chiefs? And what are your thoughts on where this number goes?
We've actually ticked this game up to 3, guys. And you talk about Mahomes being a home dog. This is the second time in 3 weeks that he's been a home dog, because they were a home dog to the Eagles a few weeks ago as well. So very uncharacteristic to see a Chief team home dog twice within a short period of time. It's a big game for both teams. Both teams come into this game 1-2, but I think it's a much bigger game for the Chiefs. Chief loss here, and the Chargers have a very winnable game against Jackson Dart and the Giants. Chargers easily could be 4-0, wins against every team in the AFC West. Chiefs could fall to 1-3 at that point, where the Ravens, even at 1-3, I'm not too concerned about them in the AFC North. It's a much bigger game for the Chiefs. One of the things you look at here, Baltimore just 1-4 against the number of their last 5 games against the Chiefs.
I'm curious about sharp stuff, Chuck. I mean, people love to hear about what your respected players are liking and what they're thinking. Was there a bet you took from somebody this week that made you think, oh, that's interesting?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back to last week first. We saw a tremendous amount of sharp money that came in on the Browns, which really was a little bit of an eye-opener for me last week, and they actually got there. I'd say this week's slate, the one that has kind of surprised me a little bit, is that this is perfect Joes versus pros. We're seeing the public all over the Green Bay Packers Sunday night at Dallas, but we've started to see some sharp money come in. Some of our biggest bets for the week so far have been on the Cowboys plus a touchdown, and we saw that defense just get throttled back-to-back weeks by the Giants and Bears, and then you've got Micah Parsons going back to Dallas. Dallas is banged up on the offensive line, at wide receiver, in the secondary, yet we're seeing some sharp action on the Cowboys right now at plus the 7.
Okay, sharp action on the Cowboys. We're all sure that that would not be sharp action at 6.5, that key number of 7. What about the Philadelphia-Tampa Bay matchup? We've got a couple of 3-0 teams, but you can certainly poke holes with the results of how the results came about with both of these squads. The Eagles favored by 3.5 on the road. A lot of injuries to talk about. Maybe a disappointing Eagles offense, at least early on in games. What do you think?
Yeah, I worry a little bit about Tampa. I mean, I know that they're undefeated, but you look at all those last-second or last-minute wins that they've gotten this year. They are going to get worse back, and it looks like Godwin. But missing Mike Evans, I think, is a big piece of that. I still think this game won't be extremely one-sided, but it looks like right now ticket counts are at 62% favoring the Eagles. So my guess is we're still going to need Tampa. Tampa's 4-1 straight up in their last 5 games at home. Philly's 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 games going back to last year. Philly's gone over, guys, 4 of their last 6 games. So maybe the total in this game, you could see a little bit of overplay. But my guess is we're going to be Bucs fans when this game kicks. I just think that loss of Mike Evans is going to be huge. I know Mbuka's played really well, and I know you get Chris Godwin back, but he's been off for a long injury. I think it's going to be tough for Tampa in this game, and I think we'll be rooting for them heavily from our side of the counter.
I'm curious how guys like you handle these games overseas. I mean, we know people bet them, and we're betting them at minus 110. That's the way it goes. But when you get these games in England and Germany, we got the one in Ireland on Sunday, Minnesota, Pittsburgh. Like, how long did it take you to kind of figure out how those games go? Because they're not the average NFL game. Obviously, there's a lot going on. The time clocks are off. The totals are generally low. But how do the games overseas usually work for you?
Well, I mean, first, you're right. I mean, it was an adjustment period for us, but also for the guests. Number one, I'll say yay sports books, because for us, it gets us an early start time game. We're open at that time, our mobile app, our kiosk. So guests are able to grab their coffee and whatever they'd like to have that morning and actually play the games from the comfort of their home. But it did. It's definitely an adjustment for us. I mean, you look at these two teams, and I think Minnesota is a really good team. Pittsburgh, to me, the jury's still out a little bit, especially on defense. But we try to put up a number without taking into consideration, of course, home field. Although Minnesota with back-to-back weeks, I think next week when they play at home against Cleveland, I think they have a decisive advantage in that case. But right now, we look at it. We've seen early money on Minnesota. We kind of put a number up that we think, guys, will be a good two-way number and let the guests kind of push us. But we may move these games a little bit quicker because you don't have that same feel for one team or another playing at home.
With Chuck Esposito, this is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. And Chuck, Thursday is the first big day as far as injury news. A lot of times on Wednesday, these vets aren't going to be practicing. You might get some movement, but for the most part, we start to learn stuff today, especially with quarterbacks. What are the key injuries that you're keeping a close eye on that could actually move numbers this week?
The two big ones for me, guys, are Jaden Daniels, if he plays or not against Atlanta. We've already seen this number start to come down a little bit. They're also going to be missing Terry McLaurin, which I think he's definitely not going to play. Daniels, we're still not sure. And then, of course, the 49ers with Brock Purdy. That number's kind of been all over the place. The expectation is that Purdy does play in that game. But those are the ones that kind of jumped off the page early on that we really kind of had to look at and adjust and keep a close eye on. I mean, we're in a social media era, and our guests are just as educated as we are. They're tuned into all this stuff. They're looking at that stuff. But those are the two right now. It's the Jaden Daniels and Brock Purdy to see where that number goes based on the injuries to those two quarterbacks.
I can't imagine it's easy with San Francisco. And Joe has talked about this for years. He doesn't trust Kyle Shanahan. And I think there's valid reasoning for that. Wasn't it last year, Chuck, when Purdy wasn't able to grip the football and he couldn't throw it at practice? And Shanahan's like, oh, yeah, he's fine. He's fine. And then he didn't play. And they bet you from 3 to 6 or 7 with Green Bay. I mean, it puts you in a bad spot because you take the coach at his word, and then you take the injury at its word, and then it's all fabrication. It's all smoke.
Yeah, we're in an information era, and we're trying to watch that stuff and look at all practice reports and what we can read, locally from what's getting sent out in those markets. But a lot of these games where there is an injury, guys, especially at the quarterback position, because it's such a big change in the number, we're going to move a lot faster. We may have these games a little bit circled up where it means they're limited a bit and the exposure might not be as great until we get a definite yay or nay. On the flip side, we had the Giants who went from Russell Wilson to Jackson Dart, and it only moved to half a point. Where usually you see a veteran go to a rookie, we've seen anywhere from 3, 4, 5, 7 point moves. Not the case with the Giants, although they play a very tough Charger team that's given up the least amount of points in the AFC this year, but not a huge adjustment there. So always stuff we're looking at and dialed in at, and many times our guests will tell us if that number's too high or too low based on the action that we take.
With Chuck Esposito here on Bet Sweats, let's jump over to the college scene. Boy, what a slate of games do we have here, Chuck. We've got to start with Oregon, Penn State under the lights, number 3.5. What do you think?
Yeah, it's one of those games where I'm wondering which way they're ultimately going to push us in that game. I think you look at Oregon, 5-2 against the number of their last 7 games. Penn State being the small favorite, 16-3 guys straight up in their last 19 games, 6-0 straight up in their last 6 games at home, being a very small favorite. 7 of their last 10 games have gone over. I think it's a real test for Oregon here. We know it's going to be a whiteout based on the time the game's going to be gone off. Happy to root for whoever we need at kickoff. It looks like right now, ticket count just favors Penn State a little bit at 58%. My guess is we might be Duck fans at kickoff on Saturday.
Oh, you'll have that avalanche. Oh, you can't bet Franklin in a big game. It'll come in. They'll bet you Oregon, Chuck. You know it.
Yeah, for sure. What about Bama, Georgia? Georgia, a 3-point favorite in that one.
Yeah, we saw some early action come in on Bama because of the points, and it was a little sharp. It didn't really cause us to move. We don't want to move off that key number of 3 right now. Bama 6-3 against the number of their last 9 games. But you look at Georgia at home being a small favorite, 20-0 straight up in their last 20 games at home. However, Bama is 9-1 straight up in their last 10 games against Georgia. So something will have to give there. I'm not sure who we're going to need yet at kickoff. Again, ticket count is fairly balanced. There was some early action in favor of Alabama, but since that kind of Monday, Tuesday, we've seen it kind of level off a little bit. So not quite sure yet who we're going to need. I think it's a much bigger game to Bama here based on their schedule, but I'll be happy to root for, again, whoever we need here. But a monster slate of great games on Saturday.
Also curious, Chuck, how the future pool is looking for you right now in college. Anything you're rooting for or against in the college football future market?
You know, the way it's slated now, guys, with so many teams making it, I mean, early on, we saw some Texas Tech money that came in. There were some smaller schools that we saw some big bets come in. Texas Tech is one of them that we saw some action come in. Indiana a little bit. But we know it's a long season. We know the way the playoff format is structured, that a lot of these smaller schools have to take on some of these big boys. And what we saw last year is double-digit spreads in a lot of those games, and it didn't matter. But those are kind of two of the schools that we've seen some play on just based on value and the price before the season started. Texas Tech was the real surprise to me that we saw so much action on Texas Tech.
You gave us sharp action on the Cowboys in the NFL. What about on the college front? Where are the sharp bets coming?
One of the bigger games that we've seen a little bit of sharp is the LSU-Ole Miss game. The initial push, we saw some LSU money come across, and then we've started to see now some Ole Miss money come in. So initial push of sharp action was on LSU plus the points. We opened the game 2.5, went as low as 1. It started to creep back up a bit right now. But that was one of the pushes early. And then the Southern Cal-Illinois game, another big game. Although Illinois did not play good against Indiana last week, we've seen some sharp play on the Illini as well, plus the points there, guys.
Got to ask you one puck question, Chuck. I know you follow the puck. Vasilevsky, again, not at practice for Tampa. That's 5 straight days of no Vasilevsky. What's going on there?
I'm not sure. You know, we've been keeping an eye on it as well and trying to monitor everything that's going on in the NHL as we get ready for puck drop next week. But that would be a major shakeup across the board, especially with our future book odds for so many teams in the East if there's something big going on there. But I'm kind of in the dark a little bit, as you guys are right now, just trying to get a gauge on what's ultimately going to happen there.
Last thing for you, Chuck, a monster week over at the book for you. We also have the Ryder Cup. So every year, are you in a position where you need Europe or what?
Yeah, mostly we are. You know, it's fun to have an event like Ryder Cup. I think you look at, you know, USA is at minus $1.55, Europe plus $35 to lift the trophy. I think if they're tied 14-14, Europe would retain it. But we do get some great action on it. I think every year now as we you know, continue to expand our overall wagering menu with props and live wagering, that all these events that go on that even capture international exposure are tremendous for us. We've got the Las Vegas Aces, our WNBA team, in the semifinals, NBA and college hoops not that far away, puck drop. So you guys name it, there's always something going on, no real downtime. But with the Ryder Cup, it does add a nice element to our overall wagering menu this weekend.
Chuck Esposito, Station Casino, setting the scene for this weekend and all the sports betting going on. Chuck, thank you so much. Let's do this again, all right?
All right. Sounds great, guys. Just let me know. Good luck this weekend. Go Bears.
You got it. thank you, Chuck. He's still holding out. He's been in Vegas a long, long time, but he's still got that Bears love there. Wow, Cowboys. All right. The plus 7. Damn. They're coming in on public vote on the Packers. Not a surprise at all. Whew, maybe we'll get there. Joe O, Sammy P, Lightning Bets. We've got the room for Thursday Night Football on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Lightning bets coming your way. Where's the room? Everybody's been waiting all day for this to find out where the room is at for Thursday night football. We can't wait. Let's not overcomplicate things. We have opinions on the game, but the room dominates all. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Shout out to Sister Jean, retiring at 106 years old, Sam. Dude, look, when I saw it come across the timeline, I thought it was bad. Thought it was really bad. But I was like, oh, she's just retiring. I'm like, I thought she was already retired because it's the first time I've ever heard of somebody retiring from their job at 106 years old.
We didn't work together at the time. We've been friends a long time. I was so sick of them rolling her out every game. Never cared. Never cared. Ever.
It was a bit much.
Yeah.
A bit much. Yeah. But like nobody even knew that Loyola nationwide really had a basketball team until that story happened. But yeah, I think a lot of people were probably the same boat as you. Probably.
Well, and they knocked out my Illini. And then they were parading her around the court, and it's like, this old bag. I've had enough of this old bag.
Stop! Yeah, no. This is ridiculous.
Had enough. It's enough.
Man, Sam, he was celebrating Virginia. Like, come on now.
Remember when they put crying Jordan on her when they lost? Remember
that? It's funny. Let me just state for the record. I do not want to be here when I'm 106. Okay?
No.
I'm not talking about doing this show. Could you imagine doing this show at 100?
No.
I don't think that'll happen. Yeah, we're sweating bets. 100? Jeez, crazy. Good for her. I hope it's not bad reasons, but I mean, like, can't believe she didn't retire at 90.
or 95 or 100. She waited until 106. Amazing. I will retire far, far earlier than that. I think all of us will. All right, let's bring in our guy, Paul Aspen. He's got the room info that everybody's been waiting on for Thursday Night Football.
Where's the room?
All right, Paul, a big sister Jean guy. Where's the room at? What everybody wants to know. It's not hard.
I didn't realize there's another Mark Wahlberg movie coming out that looks like every other Mark Wahlberg movie. Anyway, not really the point.
Is he walking into an apartment screaming at someone?
He's wearing a leather jacket. I think that tells you all you need to know. I mean, yeah, okay. He's that guy. He's the same guy. All right, boys. I don't think you're going to like this very much.
Here's the thing. There's not a lot of options for player props between these two teams. So, yeah, it's probably going to be bad, but we know that. Go ahead. What's number five?
Number five's all right. Kyler Murray. I mean, don't like the angle or the bet. Over 5.5 rushing attempts, -145.
Dummies. -145.
Dummies. All right. Sam Darnold, number four, most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's game. Sam Darnold, over 219.5 passing yards at -115.
Was that Sister Jean? Who was that?
Oh, no.
I think that was a Seahawk.
A what? Oh,
a Seahawk?
Let me hear that again. That was not a Seahawk. Oh, my God. That was, like a train set I had in the early 80s. What? That's a Seahawk. Right. It's the best we got. What kind of library are we working with here?
Joe, I looked in the break, all right? And I looked for bird screeches.
Jake.
Play it again. One more time, please.
That was not a Seahawk. Nope. Nope. Definitely.
My first guess was ostrich, to be honest.
Yeah.
Famously
he found that
fly.
On Bing. What the hell?
All right, well, we might have another one coming for you after this one.
Okay.
So I'm surprised this is not number one. I think it's kind of number one, but because number one's actually ridiculous. But number three, we know where this is going. JSN, over 79.5 receiving yards at -140.
Oh, my God. What? Better.
I hear that one.
Yeah.
Hearing that one, that's more of a hawk for sure.
Yeah. Chelsea Messinger was on this one, right? Over 79.5. Yeah. It does feel like a low number. And he's been averaging about 100 yards a game. So I get what. Yeah, the -140 is ridiculous. It's not a yardage prop. Don't ever, ever do that, guys.
It looks like the current number is 83.5 at BetMGM at -115. I mean, honestly, if you're going to go over, I'd do that. Or maybe 90 plus at plus money, but not -140.
Okay, I don't think this is awful. You've got a quarterback prop on each side and the best player, the best skill position player. All very predictable things so far. But number one and number two will tell the story.
Number two is actually not a bad thing for you guys. Trey McBride, over 60.5 receiving yards.
Duh.
-110.
Fine.
Of course.
Fine.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Every Sunday morning, JLC takes McBride props. Everyone.
Maybe this means it's a Marvin day. Finally.
Could.
Can keep hoping. It's only been a year and a month. All right. The room outdid themselves this time. Well, it's not Zay Flowers over 0.5 yard or whatever rushing, but Torrey Horton, number one most bet prop at BetMGM
Come on.
Over 22.5 receiving yards.
Oh, under. That, he's not going to have a catch.
Yes. That's awesome.
Stop playing the Sister Jean sounder, please.
It is painful. That is much better. What are we doing? Like, what? I was like, what did Paul have cooked up? Like, it was an emergency. Like, right before we came back from break. Jake, I need you to get these two sound effects. This is very important.
I feel like it's going great. Yeah.
It's very good.
Also, realizing both teams are birds, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, there you go. No, Paul teased us with this and kind of thought that we would be upset. I'm not at all, because we knew JSN and the two quarterbacks would be involved. And a no-name player, they are all in on Horton? Come on.
He had what, 30-something yards and a touchdown last week?
Oh, can't wait to bet this. This is 100%. I got to add this. 100%. This is not hitting. Very good. All right, lightning bet. Sam, where are you at?
I like Torrey Horton under 22.5 yards. It just hit me like a hawk in the night.
Well, slow down.
Hit it. Thank you.
Not that one.
The other one. I like Torrey Horton. I don't know why. I just do. I like the under. What's the number, Paul? I don't even know. It doesn't matter. Under. I also have Bama. Give me Bama +3 and Bama moneyline +130.
Horton under. Can I find zero receptions? I would like to find zero receptions, 0 yards, because I would bet that. But the under, let's do it. I did not think we would all be sitting there tonight watching Cardinals Seahawks rooting for nothing with Horton. But Horton's going to be the guy. He will be the guy that we will be paying closest attention to. Give me the Seahawks laying the 1.5. I like that for sure. A couple college plays that I like, but I'm waiting to see what happens with the numbers. We'll talk about those more tomorrow. We talked about in our college segment earlier on in the show as well. Had 10 toes down, Andy Molitor, a lot going on today throughout the show. All right, Paul Aspen, what do you have?
Fade in the room to the moon, Horton under 22.5. Looks like even money at BetMGM right now. So in on that, like the Bama look as well. And again, we can get more into this tomorrow, but I mean, if they win this game, whoo, there is, I mean, again, it's Bama, so you're not getting probably the best numbers in the world, but it kind of opens up for them. And Vandy, I think Vandy's, they're going to smash the hell out of Vandy after Georgia. Anyway, Jake.
Hello. From avid bird enthusiast Jake Hassan. I'm going to go the Pirates on the money line. I think the Reds continue to slide. I don't think they're getting in. I'll take our Red Sox on the money line, too. I'll back Brian Baio. Walker Buehler's strikeouts is 3.5 at +105 to the over. Phillies fixed him against the Marlins. Gimme, and please, Diamondbacks, just win. Just win. Just win. It's not that hard.
Snakes alive.
So, what are you going to do with Montoya? You're going to his 10 toes
okay,
down.
Okay, phrasing. You have a reaction? First of all,
do you have a reaction? Well, the whole front, like it's Sam's 10 toes down. Don't you want him to look smart?
I would love Sam to look smart. Jake actually gets a date with noted influencer Hannah Montoya 10-1. What do you people want from me? We tried.
Lotties?
We tried.
Oh, you're giving up?
Invite her to Lotties. She loves Lotties.
Yeah. Yeah. The girl that lives in River North wants to hang out at Lotties for sure.
Why don't you invite her to a kickball game?
How do you know this?
Getting worse somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you know where she lives?
Because she posts from there all the time. I'm just assuming.
And she says I'm in River North?
It'll happen.
All right.
Send her your bird sounds. She'll love you.
They're Paul's bird sounds more than anything.
Oh.
I'm passing blame here.
Wow. All right, Bet Sweats, be with us on a football Friday. Tomorrow will be a lot of fun. Starts at 9 a.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.